What's up, this is Shad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. Anthony Enman joining you for another week of Countdown here on this show as we bring you the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian is out again this week. He's off representing the Earshot 20 at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival in Fredericton. Hope he's having a great time. And I know you're going to have a great time right here for the next 2 hours as we count down the national top 20, as well as bring you some of our regular features, including Stephen Karlik with your music news from Exclaim.ca, and I've got the lowdown in the second hour of the program. But first, we have to get through the first 10, and that all comes from Earshot, and it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So check that out and get in touch with us online. You can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do it for you, and we'll do it as a feature in the form of an interview. Plus, we'll play something from your latest release. So please, please reach out and let us know that you're interested in being featured on the show. A few debuts this week in the top 20, and our number one has been displaced. Monomyth out from the number one spot after several weeks as the reign of the top spot here on the Earshot 20. And I won't tell you who it is, but if you're a keener, you can head over right now to earshot-online.com and you can check it out. We're going to kick everything off with your number 20 spot. And coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to hear two debuts, Death From Above 1979 and Tops as well. But first, it's Chad Van Galen in at number 20 this week, and he's up from number 22 last week. The album is called Shrink Dust. You're going to hear a song called Where Are You? Well, you're right here with me. Thanks for sticking around and enjoy the program. It's the Earshot 20. Here's Where Are You in your number 20 spot this week. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
I'm not afraid to
That was Trainwreck 1979 from Death From Above 1979. In at 18 this week, entering the charts and the album title, The Physical World. In at number 19, entering the charts at 19, is Tops with the album Picture You Staring. And you heard a song called Way to Be Loved. And then in before that, to kick off the program and to kick off the set of three, was Where Are You, Chad Van Galen. And he's at number 20. That's where he is. Up from 22 the week before, the album title Shrink Dust. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. Listening to the National Countdown. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is out this week. He's off representing the Earshot 20 at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival in Fredericton. So hope he's having a good time. Hope you're having a good time here as well. We've got a couple tracks to bring you now and coming up in just a few minutes. Stephen Karlick joins us in the first hour to chat about music news. Coming up, you will hear from Cold Specs, but not before you hear from R. Kells. In at number 17 this week, down from number 16 the week before. The album is titled High Noon. You're going to hear a song called Hey Kids. Hey Kids, thanks for listening. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Heads popped up, the loudspeaker bled. A thousand different men, the same feeling shared. Eyes were all blurry from sleepless nights. It was all adding up. This must be a sign. His shoulders were sore, just like he was told. Something about you reap what you sow. He digs up the past every time he comes home. Hearing his mom talk to his aunt on the phone. It's destiny calling my name. It's destiny calling my name. Just a boy like the rest of us. Hey kids, you're so precious. You're just a boy like the rest of us. You're just a boy like the rest of us. Work it out. Jerker, that makes me cry. But you're scaring the kids and it's past bedtime. You're putting ideas into the curious minds. Never again is what we all say. Never again, oh, we'll all end up dead. Your tall tales, they follow and surround me. When all I ever wanted was your arms around me. It's destiny calling my name. It's destiny.
Shot 20. Number 16.
Thank you. The light strikes through. I'm dead set on you. The light strikes through them fast. I wild eyes fixed. Did you fall gently into place? I found a poorly veiled hunger to retreat into you. And we move like wolves in the bleak night, and we dance like ghosts deprived of flight. The body will come to understand a season of doubt. The body will come to understand a season of doubt. A season of doubt. The body will come to understand a season of doubt. And we move like wolves in the bleak night, and we dance like ghosts deprived of flight. And we move like wolves in the bleak night, and we dance like ghosts deprived of flight. I've got an unrelenting desire to fall apart. I've got an unrelenting desire to fall apart.
That was A Season of Doubt, Cold Specs, in at number 16 this week, all the way down from number 6 the week before. Pretty big drop for Cold Specs. Neuroplasticity is the name of the album, and in before that was The Arkells, number 17, down from number 16 the week before. High Noon is the album, and the track you heard was titled Hey Kids. It's Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online. You haven't checked out that website, you should, and if you haven't checked out Exclaim.ca, well, you're missing out big, because there are all kinds of news stories there about things that are happening in the music world. To share a few of those with us right now is Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim and a friend of ours here on the program. And Stephen, thanks very much for joining us again this week.
Of course.
Bowie fans are going to be excited about this from David Bowie, a new single and a retrospective compilation.
Yes. So it's been about a year since David Bowie issued his The Next Day LP. He's going to be doing a career-spanning collection of music this year, which is sort of an extended best of, bigger than anything he's done yet. The retrospective will be called Nothing Has Changed and is meant to coincide with the 50th anniversary of Bowie's first album, which was titled Liza Jane. The release will be available in a triple CD deluxe edition, a standard double CD edition, and as a double vinyl release, all with different track lists and different tunes available. In addition to that, David Bowie recorded a brand new song with longtime collaborator Tony Visconti called Sue, or In a Season of Crime. The track, which is almost 8 minutes long, will appear on the compilation in all three formats and will also be available as a digital download and on its own limited edition 10-inch. All of that will arrive on November 18th, except for the 10-inch, which will arrive 10 days later on the 28th for Record Store Day's Black Friday event. You can see the entirety of the track listing at Exclaim.ca.
It sounds like a great release. And as I said, David Bowie fans probably be very excited about that one.
That deluxe edition, the first disc, has a bunch of crazy like radio edits and remixes, stuff that even big fans might not have heard. So definitely worth checking in.
Good stuff. Next story is, pay some homage to the iPod Classic, which is now going away.
Yes. Although it seems sort of archaic now, there was a time when Apple was not the force that it is now, and it was sort of resuscitated with the iPod, which at the time was sort of a big deal. I remember I had a 10-gig iPod, and people would ask me what it was.
Wow. That's and 10 gigs, that would have been a lot back then.
That was huge.
Yeah.
It was way bigger than the first one, which was 5 gigs, and which could kill a man if you hurled it hard enough. it actually connected with a FireWire cable. I don't know if listeners will know what that is, but there's some archaic stuff for you there. Anyway, Apple has quietly discontinued its iPod Classic, meaning it will no longer make it. It is still making the Shuffle, Nano, Touch, and of course the iPhone, which they revealed a bunch of new versions of just the other day. But they have discontinued the iPod Classic, so you can no longer get sort of the larger capacity MP3 player. It was originally launched in 2001 and branded simply as the iPod. It was the final Apple product to have a click wheel, and it will no longer make any of its products with a former 30-pin input. Like I said, the remaining iPods are Touch, Shuffle, and Nano. So it's gone the way of the Walkman. Maybe they'll be retro and cool someday to carry around an iPod.
I can just see them now going for so much money on eBay and stuff like that now that it's discontinued.
Well, Earshot listeners, if you need a 10-gig iPod with a black and white screen and a click wheel. Actually, it didn't even click. It was finger, like you dragged your finger on the circle. It was pretty cool. Anyway, hit me up. $1 million or best offer.
$1 million. That's a good deal for you. All right. One more story before we cut to some more music, and that is that Deadmau5 is responding to Disney with a cease and desist.
Yes, it is a showdown of the cartoon mice. So earlier this week, Disney served Deadmau5, a.k.a. Joel Zimmerman, with legal action for trying to trademark his famous mouse head in the U.S. Instead, what Deadmau5 has done, is turn around and served Disney themselves with a cease and desist. Apparently, Zimmerman found that there is a Mickey Mouse remix, that's spelled M-I-C-K-S, as you can imagine, which pairs footage from vintage Disney cartoons with the artist's song Ghosts and Stuff. The use of the track is so intentional that the short itself is called Ghosts and Stuff as well. The only trouble is Zimmerman claims that he never gave Disney permission to use the song, so he has sent out a cease and desist, which he called complete pwnage when he tweeted about it the other day. Disney has responded now, more recently, telling Rolling Stone that, quote, Disney vigorously protects its trademark rights and we oppose Mr. Zimmerman's attempt to register a logo that is nearly identical to our trademarks for his commercial exploitation, which is some humorous phrasing for Disney to use. So anyway, you can follow the whole debacle at exclaim.ca.
I'm looking at the Deadmau5 logo. The ears are a little bit bigger. There's no face on the Mickey Mouse picture that's posted, but I mean, the ears are bigger and the face is a little rounder, I guess. I don't know. I don't think it's that close.
It's kind of just a cartoon mouse, really.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair.
You're right. Oh, well, we'll see what happens. Okay, we're going to cut back to the charts, and Stephen, you stick around. We're going to have you back in the second hour of the program to give us a bit more music news, and going to let you know now what's coming up next. Coming up is Jennifer Castle, but first you're going to hear from Elephant Stone. They are into the charts this week at number 15, up from 29 the week before. Their album is titled Three Poisons. You're going to hear the song of the same name, Three Poisons, right now on the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
That was Sparta, Jennifer Castle, sitting at number 14 this week, entering the charts at number 14. Pink City is the name of the album. In before that was Elephant Stone at number 15, up from 29 the week before. The album titled Three Poisons. You heard a song of the same name, Three Poisons. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting them down from 20 to number 1 and making some good time here. We're going to continue the countdown now, and you're going to hear from your number 13 spot. That is Jenny Lewis. down from 12 the week before. The album is titled The Voyager, and you're going to hear a song called Head Underwater. Don't really think I'd ever be able to keep my head underwater, but I can keep my head listening to this song because it's pretty catchy. Stick around. There's more on the way. Here's Jenny Lewis on the Earshot 20.
I've been wearing all black since the day it started. When I stopped and looked back, as my mind departed, I've been losing sleep and I cannot sit still. Huh? I'm not the same woman that you were used to.
Earshot 20, number 11.
That was Teen Anger in at number 11 this week. Up from number 17 the week before, their album titled EPLP. You heard a song called The Sequel. In before that, Valerie Gore. That's in at number 12. Up from number 33, Big Jump for those guys, Canadian band this week. Idols in the Dark Heart is the name of the album. And With the Future is the song that you heard. And kicking off that set of three was Jenny Lewis, number 13. Down from number 12 the week before, The Voyager is the name of the album. And Head Underwater is the name of the track. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show, brought to you from earshot-online.com. We thank those guys over there for keeping up with all the charts and making sure that each week we get the national top 50, from which we take the top 20 and we count them down for you. And if you haven't gone over to that website yet, you should, earshot-online.com. It's really great. Big thanks to Stephen Karlick for joining us in the first hour of the program. Anthony Emmon with you. Brian Cleveland is out. Of course, I've been mentioning he is away at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival in Fredericton. He is representing us there. We're very happy to be involved with them. It was nice last week to chat with a couple of the artists who are going to be performing, including the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. All kinds of great artists performing at that festival. And of course, still lots of festivals to come. Still lots of touring to come, as you heard in the first hour here with Stephen. Lots of tour dates being added for Canadian City. So if you're listening to this program and your favorite band hasn't made it to where you are, maybe give Exclaim a search or give that band a search, because they could be coming to a city near you sooner than you think. As I mentioned, it is the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show. Countdown the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com. We do it every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of St. John, New Brunswick. Broadcast and record out of that location. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Just to name a few of them, we have Small Town Radio, Ontario's West Northumberland County, in CHLY, Nanaimo, BC, CFBX, in Kamloops, BC. And that's been since episode 4, CFBX, a long time error of this program. CHSR, since the very first episode, they've been airing us in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We also have CILU, Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF, in Burnaby, BC, and Peach City Radio, VOBB, the voice of Bon Bay, Norris Point, Newfoundland, and CKXU, Lethbridge, Alberta. Of course, I'm leaving out a few there. You could be hearing us on your station, and if you are, thanks very much to that station for airing this program. Thank you for listening. You could also be hearing us if you podcast this show through iTunes, or if you download us from radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. Stick around, there's more on the way, including the top 10 when we come back. And we'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.